Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Not much happening in the grains on Wednesday, but more positive momentum for beef. From our home trading office in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle gapped limit up yet again, another limit move we have it here. It seems that normally when cash prices have the diversion from the futures, we're talking about maybe $2 or $3, but it's really about, there's a $20 difference with the April contract, and that really has the market on the move. Also, there's a possibility of perhaps Cargill's going to shut down one of their plants, and I think that that might put a little bit of a squeeze on the market. Now, feeders are also following on the way up, and they have an expanded limit up, so they are really on the move.
Chicago May wheat futures yesterday closed down a penny to 548 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 4.5 cents to 478. May corn closed down a penny and a half to 330 even. Not much changing in Portland. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein still 605 to 610. Club wheat of ordinary protein still 605 to 785. Dark northern spring wheat prices up 5.5 cents, ranging from $6.65 to $7 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures did come off that limit move to close up $1.87.5 on the June board to $86.67.5. Feeder cattle, though, closed near the top of the daily high for May futures, up $5.57.5 to $119.37.5. Class 3 milk erased the previous day's gains to drop 75 cents back down to $11.83. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.